Mecklenburg County Sheriff's deputies took multiple protesters into custody Thursday at an aid station in front of the jail about 4 hours after the sheriff told them to leave the area. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was there and has this story.
Charlotte Uprising's jail support group has been outside the Mecklenburg County Jail for weeks, providing food, water, rides, and other necessities to people exiting the jail. The group has also provided medical aid during nightly protests. But on Thursday morning, Sheriff Gary McFadden told them their tents needed to be taken down and have supplies gone by 2 p.m.
So you're giving us a four-hour window to
yes,
do it?
Yes. And then if you need something to be moved, we can help with that movement. We have a truck, so if you need to move.
But by the afternoon, tensions had only grown. Patrol cars lined 4th Street with blue lights on. The group asked the numerous deputies why they were being told to move after weeks of being there. "We're not doing anything wrong," members yelled. Inches separated the group and deputies at times as curses filled the air and deputies demanded people stay out of the street. Deputies warned the crowd if they did not disperse, they would be taken into custody. While some left, others remained, asking why they were being removed. One man yelled, "I am not resisting," as he was taken into custody. A woman lifted both her legs as two deputies held her on either side. Another man who appeared unwilling to move was carried away by three deputies. At least one public defender was among the many taken into custody. Eventually, supplies were loaded into vehicles and taken away. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.